This is LA's home for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, David Massé.
Happy Friday to everybody out there. Hope you're enjoying all that traffic out there. Ronnie, you're giving me the half-half. You're not even out there on the freeways. I was out there. It's not looking pretty, but Dodger Talk will help you get through it until 8 o'clock tonight. The phone lines are open at 866-987-2570. I was thinking about booking a guest, but, you know, I really felt like tonight's show should be about you, and your voice should be heard, and trust me, the Dodgers hear your voice, not only on this show, but what everything else is being said, but especially right here on Dodgers Radio, AM 570 LA Sports. Trust me, they read and listen to a lot of different things, and I think your voice should be heard because Kenley Jansen has not made a decision yet on where he will sign. Justin Turner has not made a decision yet where he will sign, but both are at the same place at the same time this weekend. And you might say, where is that? Well, they are both in Curacao, Kenley Jansen's home country, because Kenley is getting married this weekend. So Justin Turner was one of his teammates invited down there, and he is down there. He's tweeted and Instagrammed about it. So he is down there, not making any secrets about it, but I'm not sure if we'll hear anything about Kenley's decision until after the weekend, because I texted him yesterday and he got back to me and said he's really just got his hands full right now with the wedding this weekend. And you can understand that if you've been through it. A lot of planning goes into it. I'm not sure what a Curacao wedding goes into it, but and knowing Kenley, he's not doing much. He's probably just showing up. But with the wedding going on this weekend, that's why there was not much news today or rumors that you heard about him today, because all should be quiet until next week once the wedding is done with. And my question to you is, with Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen both being as popular as they are and being as good as they are, it's a tough decision for the Dodgers, who are trying to get down to avoid many luxury tax penalties with the new collective bargaining agreement. And I told you this, the first off-season Dodger Talk show, the Dodgers want to scale it back so they don't have to have these penalties. And now with the new CBA, there's even more penalties if you go over a certain point in the luxury tax penalty area. So not only will you get penalized for being over the luxury tax, but if you go over another certain amount, which the Dodgers are flirting with right now, you're going to get taxed even more. Great job, Tony Clark, by the way. Your union should be so happy with you. Not. Tony Clark did an awful job bargaining for the players this time around, and they need a lawyer the next time around in 5 years. But anyway, this is why the decision is difficult for the Dodgers now that, you know, reports are out there that the Marlins have offered Kenley a 5-year, $80-plus million contract. My question to you is tonight, if you're only able to keep one, who is harder to replace, Justin Turner or Kenley Jansen? 866-987-2570 is the phone number. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. If you were only able to keep one, if you're Andrew Friedman, which one would you keep? Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. And it's not such a, you know, typical sports talk radio question. When I was at the winter meetings this past week, I had somebody with the Dodgers ask me, you know, if you could only pick one, which one would it be? And the answer I gave was Justin Turner. That's the guy I would bring back, because third base is such a tough position to fill. I mean, this guy was a Gold Glove finalist, number one. He hit 25 home runs, drove in 90 runs. He meant so much to the clubhouse, too, which is the biggest thing that a lot of people are not talking about. You could talk about numbers all you want, But what he did in the clubhouse for Dave Roberts, I don't think you could put a number on it. And you need guys like that. Joe Torre always said it about Jeter and the other veterans, Bernie, Posada. Those guys helped him be a better manager because they carried out his message and were not divisive. You got to have guys like Justin Turner in your clubhouse, not to mention, too, what he's meant to the community as well. And Kenley Jansen, I love Kenley. I consider him a friend. I consider both guys a friend. And Kenley is one of the best, if not the best, closer in the National League. I'm not taking anything away from him. But when you start to give players in a position that can be easily, well, I shouldn't say easily, but can be filled in different ways with a little bit more cost efficiency, you've got to be open-minded to that. And now with the Dodgers in the financial position they are with the luxury tax, I'm not going to hide that they can afford it. Of course they can afford it, but billionaires don't become billionaires by continuing to throw away money to other teams, by the way, in the competitive balance situation. And I just don't think the Dodgers want to continue to be over the luxury tax. The Yankees don't want to be over the luxury tax either. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. So here are the alternatives for each position. At the closer position, I think it's a little bit more robust with players that can fill the spot. And keep in mind, too, Joe Blanton's a free agent as well, and I don't think the Dodgers can get the same magic from him that they got last year again, and I think they feel the same way. So not only do the Dodgers at this point in time need a closer, they also need an eighth inning guy. So here are the names, top three guys I think the Dodgers are looking at and are realistic to not only fill Kenley Jansen, but even the eighth inning role. David Robertson of the Chicago White Sox, Tony Watson, who I think is a sleeper of becoming another very good closer in the National League. He's with the Pirates. And then you have that Oakland A's connection, Sean Doolittle, with Farhan Zaidi. So those are the first three names that have been kicked around and people are talking about and make sense. I'm not going to say I came up with them myself, but I'm on the same page with what everybody else is talking about. And David Robertson, by the way, is a guy Tony Gwynn Jr. and I were talking about at the trade deadline last year. He would have been a great eighth inning guy to complement Kenley Jansen. At third base, there's a huge drop-off of players that are supposedly available. Todd Frazier, a lot of power, but not much else. I mean, he's not as good of a third baseman as Justin Turner, and he hit .226. Yonjarvis Solarte, nice player, but he's a bench player. I don't think he's an everyday guy. And Mike Moustakas from Chatsworth High School in the Kansas City Royal. Good clubhouse guy. Talking to Andy McCullough from the LA Times, who covered the Royals the 2 years that they went to the World Series. He knows him really well. He said that he's a really good clubhouse guy. So you could be getting a good clubhouse guy, but production-wise, he may not be as good as Justin Turner. So when I was asked that question, I said, you got to keep Justin Turner. Who would you keep if you could only keep one? Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. This is your show tonight. No guests. I wanted your voice to be heard. So you make the decision if you're in that chair that Andrew Friedman is in. Who stays? Who goes if you can only keep one? Let's go out to Sherman Oaks. Beth, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be back from Washington, D.C.
Nice to have you back. Well, I respectfully disagree with you, Dave. I have to say that I think it's imperative to keep Kenley Jansen. I think we've found over the years that it's so hard to have a really good closer. I mean, look what Broxton did, the way he lost it for us in the playoffs. Kenley was a stud in the playoffs this year. And to think that they, you know, are even thinking of getting rid of him is just totally beyond me.
I mean, they want to keep him, but the price is going higher and higher each and every day.
I understand that. I think he's worth it. When you look at the playoffs this year, the three teams that made it the furthest were the three teams that had the best closers.
Okay. Now, let me play devil's advocate with you. You talk about Kenley. You know the evolution of his career, right?
Yes.
He was a catcher, converted pitcher.
Right.
And then remember, he wasn't even the closer in 2011. It was Javi Guerra, and then he got the closer job in 2012. So you see how teams are able to find guys that can become closers. That's why I feel it's easier to replace that position than it is a productive third baseman.
And I sort of feel the opposite way because, I mean, look at San Francisco last year and the trouble they had trying to find their closer. I think it's a one in a million chance, really, to find that kind of ace closer. I think the Dodgers have finally done it. They did it, of course, with Gagne, and then they did it with Takashi.
Yeah, I mean, they found guys, and I think they could find another guy. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Let's go out to Huntington Beach. Ruben, if you only had one choice, who would it be, Kenley or Justin Turner?
First of all, thank you for getting my call. I have to disagree with the last caller. I would have to go with you and say Turner. Why? You know, we actually found Turner like a diamond. Because remember, Turner was actually he was a bench player. And now he became an everyday third baseman. And not only does he bring defense, he brings offense. Kenley will be a great pitcher, I mean, a closer. But you know what? Anything can happen, you know. And I think what's going to happen is that he's going to go for the money. He's going to do what Greinke did to us. So I would say stay with Turner. He's a fan favorite.
All right, Ruben. Thank you for the phone call. And by the way, I am keeping track of everybody that goes one way or the other. And at the end of the show, we'll have a tally for you. So far, it's split after the first two callers. And this is the debate that I'm sure the Dodgers have had internally and still rages on publicly. It's not an easy decision to make. And I will tell you this, talking to Kenley Jansen, he's not giving the Dodgers a hometown discount. He's going for full market value. There is not going to be a discount. And I'm not saying I talked to him yesterday or the day before about it, but just talking to him throughout the season, he was looking forward to this opportunity to going on the open market and seeing how much he can get. And in case you follow me on Twitter at @TheReal_DV, I wasn't trying to start a firestorm. I'm not guessing. And this thing is very fluid. There has been no decision made by Kenley Jansen, but from the Dodgers side of things, from what I was told, they felt yesterday morning it was less likely that they would be able to re-sign Kenley Jansen. Now, that may change, and it seems to be a fluid situation. It's very hard to predict these things because so many things change. I was told two afternoons ago that there was no way the Washington Nationals were going to pay the money that it would cost to get Kenley Jansen. Now, all of a sudden, you're hearing them come back into the fray at the last minute because they missed out on Chris Sale, they lost out on Wade Davis, they lost out on Mark Melancon. They may be feeling the pressure to make a deal. So things change almost hour to hour, if not every quarter hour to hour. So things, I would say that there is still hope to be able to keep Kenley Jansen. All right, let's take one more phone call before we take a break, and then we'll take more of your phone calls. The question tonight on Dodger Talk, if you were Andrew Friedman and you could only keep one, who would it be, Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? Let's go out to Agoura Hills. Mo, who's your pick?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller. I would definitely take Kenley Jansen because he can replace, you know, Justin Turner with Brian Dozier and the outfielder from the Brewers. I think it was
Ryan Braun. But who's going to play third base? And Brian Dozier has not been traded yet. The Twins are holding up the deal, from what I understand. So what if you don't get Dozier?
Well, you go after, you know, Todd Frazier, put him in a
Todd Frazier.
Get Ryan Braun.
I mean, I like him, but is he as good as Justin Turner?
I mean, yeah, he might be a step down, but, you know, the production they get out of those two, I think it's much better than...
And Todd Frazier only has a one-year contract, so you're going to be in a position where you're going to have to find another third baseman after 2017.
Well, I mean, you got to make other trades, too. I mean, or you could sign other people. You never know. Someone might get...
Exactly. You could find another closer, Mo. There's a lot of guys right now that could be had.
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, like, plus, you know, he's only been a closer for 4 years, so his arm is relatively...
No, he's a great... Mo, I'm not trying to take anything away from Kenley. He's going to be a great closer for a lot of years, but if you're the Dodgers and at this point in time trying to get closer to that luxury tax where you're not paying a double penalty, you can only pick one. So yours was Kenley Jansen. All right. Right now, it's 2-1. We have a full board of calls, so we're taking this all the way to 8 o'clock, and we'll have the results at the end of the show tonight. The Dodgers are on the brink of possibly bringing back both or possibly losing both or possibly only bringing back one of the two. The question tonight on Dodger Talk, if you're Andrew Friedman and you can only bring back one, who would it be, Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? More of your phone calls next on AM570 LA Sports.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
This is Nissan Dodger Talk. David Massey with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Is Andrew Friedman going to be your Santa Claus, Dodger fans? 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Hey, tomorrow at the top of the park shop at Dodger Stadium, they are having their holiday sale, and you could be hooked up and purchase a 2017 mini plan. There's going to be five different plans available, and payment plans and options are available for a limited time. You could log on to dodgers.com/mini plans, and you could do that at the top of the park tomorrow as well. So they are having a holiday sale at the team store there. I would get over there for your Dodger fan. I saw they had a cool Corey Seager Rookie of the Year t-shirt. I already snatched that up for somebody since I don't get it for free. Yes, I do pay for things. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Kenley Jansen getting married this weekend, and Justin Turner is there in Curacao. So the two big Dodger free agents are together this weekend to celebrate the nuptials of Mr. and Mrs. Jansen. The question tonight on Dodger Talk is, if you're Andrew Friedman and you can only keep one, who would it be? Would it be Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? I was asked that question at the winter meetings. My answer was Justin Turner. So far, 2-1 in favor of Kenley Jansen by you, the fans. Let's go out to Thousand Oaks. Joe, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call first time.
No problem.
Hey, you know, the criteria is that who provides the most winning run production or saves, which one's more valuable.
And which one is harder to replace.
And which one's harder to replace. You know, you have to look at how many winning hits, you know, Justin has, and he's a great Dodger. We love him. And in my mind, third base, an error or two, how many games does that cost if you bring in a hitter and maybe less of a fielder? And then with Kenley Jansen, I saw something last season that really surprised me. I saw a guy start gaining confidence in who he was and what he could do. And in those playoffs, he had the eye of the tiger, man. He was determined to be the best that he could be. And that's kind of a hard element to replace if he gets like that in his career ongoing.
Joe, which one would you pick?
I've been dealing with closer issues for years.
Not really. They've been able to replace one after the other. They just haven't had as dominant of a closer as Kenley Jansen. And I'm a believer that you could find closers, but nobody the caliber of Kenley Jansen. And that's the tough decision Andrew Friedman has to make. If you could only keep one, which one would it be, Joe?
You know, Joe Torre had...
Joe, give me your answer. Is it Kenley or Turner? Which one are you keeping?
I'll go for Jansen.
All right. There we go. Thank you. We got a full board of calls, so we want to get everybody's voice heard tonight. Let's go out to Riverside. Ken, who's your pick, Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner?
You know what? You got to go Turner because... one of our biggest problems this year was getting runs across the plate, and you can't do that with a closer. There's no sense in having a primetime closer if we don't have hitters to bring them across. And what one of the previous callers had said was we had Eric Gagne as one of our dominant closers, and you know what? He started out as a starting pitcher.
Right.
So I don't see why we can't bring in maybe Jose De Leon, or you're going to laugh at this, but maybe McCarthy.
Hey, that's what Money said, and I laughed at him.
I was listening to that. That's why I knew you would laugh.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for the phone call, Ken. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's different ways to fill that spot. And is it easy to find a guy like Kenley Jansen or Aroldis Chapman? No. That's why they're getting the money that they're going to get, and Chapman already got. By the way, too, if Chapman picks the Marlins, who offered him more money than the Yankees, I think Kenley Jansen is a Dodger. No doubt about it, because the market definitely would not have been there. There would not have been teams that, A, could have afforded a closer that would have commanded what Kenley is commanding, and B, there was not that many teams that in this market would have gone with Kenley. The Yankees, from what I was hearing out there in Washington, D.C., were not as interested in him as they were in bringing back Aroldis Chapman. So I believe if Chapman goes to the Marlins, Kenley's market has shrunk, and you may even get him for less than 5 years and $80 million. But Chapman goes to the Yankees. The Marlins still have the opening. Their owner is pushing for a big splash to sign one of these closers. They're going to give up their draft pick despite having one of the worst minor league systems in baseball. They're not going to contend this year with or without Kenley Jansen. From what I was told, the Marlins baseball ops people are trying to convince their owner that maybe this is not the right baseball move, but he wanted Chapman or Jansen, and they may get him. We'll have to see. Let's go out to Rancho Cucamonga. Robert, if you were in Andrew Friedman's seat, who would you choose, Kenley or Turner?
Oh, definitely Turner. Definitely Turner. No brainer.
Why?
I can't understand why people are even thinking about this. First of all, you don't pay 80-some million dollars for a one-and-a-half, two-inning pitcher. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, if there was a Aroldis Chapman, maybe, but we didn't have a shot at him. Turner is the stud. He's the guy we need at third base. Who's the last third baseman we ever had in the Dodgers organization that was reliable, who has a glove, and that was Beltre?
Yeah, that's a great point, Robert. Everybody talks about how it's hard to find a closer. Well, the Dodgers have done a pretty good job in finding closers, but if you look back all the way back since Ron Say retired or was traded to the Cubs, the Dodgers have had only one really reliable third baseman, and that's Adrian Beltre. And since then, maybe Casey Blake, but other than that, since Ron Say, Adrian Beltre is the only good third baseman the Dodgers have had multiple years.
And I agree. I'm almost 48 years old, and I've never seen a glove like Turner's glove. That is off. He is awesome.
Well, you've seen Arenado play, right, Robert?
I've seen him. Yeah, but I'm a Dodger fan, so
I think he's
awesome too.
Yeah, he's a free agent in 2020. Take Turner close to that point and sign Arenado. He wants to come back home, so that's a vote for Justin Turner, and we are tied right now, split 3-3. If it was up to you and you only could keep one, who would it be, Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? Let's go out to Simi Valley. Todd, you're on with David Vassay. Hi, Todd.
David, what's up?
Just enjoying the 60-degree weather rather than the 40-degree weather in Washington, D.C., Todd.
Oh, no, I know. It's funny how everyone in California doesn't like to come out of the house and it's like 65 degrees, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to break this. I'm going to go JT. He's the heart of our order and the heart of our clubhouse. And people keep saying, oh, we can't find another closer. Kenley Jansen came up as a catcher and we converted him to a closer. How are you going to give a guy 5 years, 80-something million, and have him be dominant the whole duration of that contract? It's just beyond me.
Well, I think Kenley's very unique because he has that unique cut fastball. That is more sustainable than a guy that throws 100 miles an hour. And with that kind of torque and stress on your elbow, I think there's a greater chance of injury for Chapman than on Kenley.
Yeah, but either way, when it comes down to it, without hits and without runs, you don't really need a closer if you can't put runs on the board. And if we re-sign Turner and then, like, the deal I've been hearing for Brian Dozier, I think it'll be a really powerful lineup on the right side if that goes through. But, yeah, you got to go JT all the way.
All right, Todd, thanks for the phone call. And, yeah, Brian Dozier is a guy the Dodgers and Twins have discussed at length. I was told that my first night there at the winter meetings from very good sources that said, yes, the Dodgers have discussed the players they would send to Minnesota for that second baseman. But because the Twins front office is new, they're a little trigger shy on pulling off that deal because he's a popular guy back there. But they did lose 103 games, and their manager, Paul Molitor, told me everybody's on the same page that they have to be open-minded to try to improve that team since they did lose 103 games. So I think there is a very good chance for the Dodgers to hopefully acquire Brian Dozier. Also, talking to people out there that have a better understanding and grasp of the American League and their players, baseball people I'm talking about, they did tell me they feel like Logan Forsythe of the Tampa Bay Rays is a better player than Brian Dozier, and his name has been mentioned as well, but not as extensively as Dozier's has. Let's go out to La Puente. Gilbert, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Gilbert.
How you doing, Dave? Thanks for taking my call, man. You guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit here in the last two calls. Big one being third base has been a black hole since Ronce, other than Adrian Beltre. And then once he left, again, we've had that problem. We've had, I mean, if you look at the last 20 years, we've had a bunch of stud closers, one after another, and some of them we just found and came across. We've had problems from the right side already. Why make it any bigger? And then the last thing is, the thing that was really important to me this year was changing the culture of that ball club from being, you know, just a glamour and, you know, la la Hollywood to being grinders and guys that just go out there and play. You don't have that without JT, man. It's just a no-brainer. There's just, I'm not going to take anything away from Kenley. He's awesome. Love the guy. You know, he was a big part of the NLCS run this past year in the last couple of years. But, you know, it's just too much money for somebody who throws three outs every other day, man. You just can't do that.
All right, Gilbert, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you know, I think everybody forgets that. And when they say it's hard to replace a closer, the Dodgers, with Ned Coletti and before that, have been able to do it at a pretty good rate. I mean, Ned Coletti got Saito. They were able to convert Eric Gagne from a 3 or 4 inning starting pitcher to one of the all-time great closers in Dodger history. You got Kenley Jansen, who was a catcher, who they converted to a pitcher and found this cut fastball and made him a closer. It seems if history is any lesson to all of us that have followed the Dodgers, it's much easier for them to find a closer than it is to find a third baseman. Think about some of the recent third basemen the Dodgers have had before Justin Turner. You had guys like Mike Blowers, Bobby Bonilla, Enes Cabell. You had Jeff Hamilton, who was part of the World Series team in 88, but after that year, and that year he wasn't really that great either, you haven't had too many guys. You had Bill Madlock, who was good in 85, but after that wasn't that great. You had Bill Miller, who was broken down and didn't really play that much. You had Jose Valentin. He wasn't that great of a third baseman. So the point is, Todd Zeal, who was decent. You had Tim Wallach, who his best year was 1994, but he was at the end of his career as well. So the point is, like we talked about, and our caller Robert brought up that great point, since Ronce, Adrian Beltre, Casey Blake, and Justin Turner are probably the three best third basemen the Dodgers have had since Ronce was traded to the Cubs. Think about that. And look at all the closers the Dodgers have had since it became a position of need now. Think about that when you say it's easier to replace Turner than it is to replace Kenley Jansen. And by the way, I guess I should remind everybody, I think both these players are really good, and I would love to see the Dodgers keep both of them. I think they should, but it seems like they're going down the road with the money that Kenley is going to command and the money Turner probably will command at the end of the day. They're only going to be able to keep one of these guys. And the question to you is, if you had a choice and you could only keep one, which one would it be? So far, it's 5-3 in favor of choosing Justin Turner. There's more phone calls next on Nissan Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports.
This segment's brought to you by Southern California Ford Dealers.
This is the home of the Dodgers.
Call us, tweet us, tag us. It's 866-987-2570 or hashtag Dodger Talk.
This is Dodgers Radio, AM 570, LA Sports, year-round Dodgers Radio. This is off-season Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Until 8 o'clock tonight, we are taking your phone calls because the people must be heard tonight. If you were Andrew Friedman and you can only choose one, would it be Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. So far, we've taken 8 phone calls, and it is in favor of keeping Justin Turner 5-3 so far. So let's get back out to you and hear what you have to say. Let's go out to Paul in Rancho Cucamonga. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. You know, my point would be that I don't feel like either one of these contracts are bad contracts. Turner's a good... you know, clubhouse guy, he's got that production. Kenley Jansen, like the point you had made, he doesn't have that wear and tear on his arm, so I feel like this would be a good contract. My vote would be to pay the luxury tax because we support this team so much. They got all this money from this Time Warner deal, and get rid of the bad contracts next year and the year after. But if you put a gun to my head and I had to pick one, I'd have to choose the everyday player, but I don't feel like either one of these contracts are bad contracts.
All right, Paul, I agree with you. I would love to see both of those guys back, and I think they would help the Dodgers get to their fifth straight NL West championship, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way in the business of baseball anymore. And by the way, usually any teams that are taking on too much salary and are getting taxed, double whammy taxed, usually you, the consumer, pays for it. I mean, look at the Lakers. They still pay, used to still charging a lot of money for their tickets, too. So let's go out to Brea. Brian, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with the with David Vasse. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your pick, Kenley or Turner?
I'm sorry, Dave. I got to go with Jansen. And
you don't have to apologize to me.
I'm telling you, I've been a Dodger fan forever, okay? If you're not still haunted by 1985 with Tom Niedenfuhr and his flat fastball, then you're crazy. I'm telling you.
I'm still haunted by Pedro Baez. What are you talking about? I'm haunted by Pedro Baez.
Exactly. It's the same pitcher. We're not going to do that to ourselves again. Are we going to go with Josh Raven? I don't
know. No, they're going to trade for somebody. There's guys out there to be had.
Do not grow on trees. I'm sorry they do not. We found an awesome one in Jansen. I love Justin Turner. How could you argue? You have to take on both these contracts. And I'm telling you right now, stop signing people that are injured and often injured.
All right.
Why do the fans have to pay for this?
All right.
Dodgers, they brought Jansen up. He is a Dodger. Keep him here.
I agree with you. You want to talk about your minor league system and player development? You've invested all this time and effort into making Kenley Jansen the guy he is right now to be able to command the dollars and the attention from other teams, and it's a tough pill to swallow to allow him to walk away at the peak of his career. Let's go out to Culver City. Brian, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a tough decision, Brian, but I'm putting it in your hands, the fans' hands. If you can only keep one, which one would it be?
Okay, my opinion, I'm kind of old school, and I think pitching wins championships, so I would keep Jansen because, to me, he's one of the top five relievers in the league, if not higher. And, you know, I mean, what happens if they don't sign him and they lose Turner? You know, I would rather have pitching because you can always –
Well, that's a different story, Brian. If they lose both, that's going to be a major problem because I don't think the fans are going to swallow losing both of these guys. So they've got to retain one or the other, really, to help them win again, and B, really, if they don't, it's trust me, they've got to keep one of these two guys.
Right, because I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like the Dodgers want to spend money, though. I mean,
they do. They just spent $48 million on Rich Hill.
I know, but they didn't want to copy or match Greinke last year, and there was pitchers out there. See, not only do we need Jansen and JT, we need another starter. We need another bat in the lineup. So we need a lot. And you have.
But their rotation right now, Brian, is Phil. They have Kershaw, Hill, Urias, Maeda, and One of the – Kazmir.
He's hurt, though, wasn't he?
He's okay now. He'll be ready.
Okay. Well, I just think
– At the beginning, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to replace somebody like Jansen, though, I think. You know? It really is.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Sun Valley. Percy, you're on Dodger Talk. Who's your pick, Kenley or Turner?
Hey, David, thanks for having me on, man. I love your show, and I like your energy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Percy.
Hey, I just want to bring – I'm the voice of reason in this. I want you and all these beautiful Dodger fans to take the emotions out of this. We got to build a winner. If Andrew Friedman is serious about building a winner, then he only had one to choose from. It's an easy decision. Good pitching, great pitching, stops great hitting, period. Take the most out of it. Look at it like that. These people don't grow on trees, great closers. Yeah, you talk like, oh, this guy's getting another COVID. Anybody can have a title, but everybody can't perform. You got one of the top five or top four in the game, maybe the top three. Stupid to let him walk away. I would buy him a house, give him beachfront, let him use my property, whatever you want. Do whatever it takes. I love you, Vincent. I love you. Come over here. You can, what do you want, man? Name it.
You should have been at the wedding. He should have invited you to the wedding, Percy.
He should have had me there. I'm telling you, you can't mess around with great pitching. Look at the Cubs last year. They got him a closer. The year before that, Kansas City. They had great closing. The year before that, go on and on and on. Back to Rivera, the Yankees. If you're serious, Friedman, Mr. Friedman, you're going to let us know how really shrewd you are. If you have to choose between the two. We're going to know how shrewd you really are.
All right, Percy, I love the passion. Call back anytime. I love it. I love it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. And that's why this means so much to so many people. And I think Andrew Friedman, he actually said it. He's starting to understand the passion this city has for the Dodgers. This is not sleepy Tampa Bay. We have passion for the players. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you, the fans in Los Angeles, get emotionally attached to these players, especially when they're homegrown like Kenley Jansen and guys that are from Southern California and have done what they've done like Justin Turner. It means something to you. These guys mean more to you than just being a player that can be interchanged. So I think everybody appreciates the passion, and that's why right now it's split between you, the people, Jansen and Turner, tied at six. Let's go out to Camp Pendleton. Rob, who would you pick, Kenley or Turner, if you had to make a decision?
Dave, thanks for having me on there. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks, Rob.
I would, Justin Turner's a great ball player, but I got to go with Kenley Jansen. Let me tell you why. The nature of the game is such that the game can be shortened, and teams have shown that. Not only teams that get to the playoffs, but teams that go deep in the playoffs, they have good bullpens. They have guys they can bring in that can't just get two, three outs to get a save, but can go four, five, six outs. That's what Kenley Jansen is. You talked about the cut fastball. Mariano Rivera is a name that everybody knows. That's the prototype. That's the guy now that everybody's trying to find. And Kenley Jansen is one of those guys. He can be that guy that can come in and get that long save and shorten the game.
But Rob
is a great ball player.
Rob, if you have a good bullpen though, a really good reliable seventh or eighth inning guy, you don't have to rely on a Kenley Jansen to do what he did in the postseason. And I still believe if the Dodgers construct the bullpen in a more well-rounded way, they could be successful in a different way. It doesn't have to be this formula.
You're right. It doesn't have to be, but they have the guy that can do that already, and that's indispensable. And so you don't have to worry about the bullpen.
What about the long line of really a black hole at third base since Ron Say and Adrian Beltre? Those guys. How many teams have a really good third baseman? Not too many.
They don't. You're right. But you know, and I see that point, and I really, it's such a hard choice. And like you say, we really got to keep them both. We got to figure out a way. But
yeah.
Hey, you know what?
That's the solution.
It would be a real shame to bring Kenley Jansen through that whole process and build him the way we have. That's what you pay your organization to do. They nailed it. They put him right there. And then you're going to attach him to a bunch of balloons and let him float away and see where he lands?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's tough to swallow, Rob. I agree with you. Thank you for the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Glendora. Kyle, who's your pick? If you had to make a choice, Kenley or Turner?
Well, two reasons. Turner's the choice, but we just finished watching a World Series with two teams that had dominant relievers that didn't start the season on their team. So you got an opportunity to go out and trade deadline, pick guys up. And then number two, the Marlins are notorious for buyer's remorse. So they're going to turn around. They're going to sell them back to us. And
that would be nice.
At the trade deadline, and they're going to eat part of that contract, and we'll end up with them anyway, or we'll end up with a guy at the trade deadline that can fill that role. But Turner's got to be the choice because he can not only play third base, but, hey, if we traded for Frazier and Robertson, hey, he could play some second base. You know, he can fill that first base hole, too, if anything were to happen. So you got to hold on to the bat, especially
That's a great point, too.
Park is
Kyle, I think that's a great point, too. Adrian Gonzalez is still dealing with his neck and back issues. What if he goes down for any extended period of time? I love Scott Van Slyke, but that production is not going to be as high, and you might need Justin Turner to play first base.
It's the versatility, and that's the name of the game right now, guys, especially position players that can kind of move around. Just look at the Cubs. You got Chris Bryant, who can play a number of positions, and Ben Zobrist, that can play a number of positions. And those guys become almost probably more valuable than a reliever, an elite reliever who, like you said, is maybe only a ninth inning guy. If Jansen's more open to the Andrew Miller approach, where it's, hey, pitch me whenever you want, then yeah, I could see.
Well, he was in the postseason, but that's not going to happen with Andrew Miller or any other closer on a regular basis in the regular season. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Studio City. We have a young fan in Henry that wants to weigh in. Hi, Henry. Who's your pick?
Justin Turner, because he's a good third baseman and he can hit off of left-handed pitchers.
All right, Henry. Thanks for the phone call. Justin did have a down year results-wise against lefties, but every other year in his career, including 2 years ago, he was a lefty masher, and that is something the Dodgers are very concerned about filling. They need to get more right-handed bats in that lineup, and they plan on filling it at second base and third base. Hopefully, Justin Turner is that third base solution. Let's go out to Buena Park. Izzy, Isabel, who's your pick, Kenley or Justin Turner?
Hey, David, I will take the Turner. You know, I'm sorry, but you never know. Maybe next year, God forbid, Kenley should be hurt. But you never know. You know, I think kids should get more hurt than the baseman. I know they get hurt. But
all right, Isabel, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Anybody can get hurt. Injury is something that could happen to Kenley walking on the beach down the aisle in Curacao this weekend. Turner could turn his knee on the sand or bodyboarding out there in Curacao. You could walk down the street. Things happen. So injury, I think that's a moot point. Both guys obviously can get injured at any point in time. I believe Kenley Jansen is more sustainable than Aroldis Chapman from staying away from the elbow issues. But let's reset. We're asking you if you had to choose one or the other, which it appears the Dodgers may have to, who would it be? Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner? But I think we're all in agreement. We want both of these guys back, and they were vital to the success the Dodgers have had the last couple of years. And Kenley has been the closer of four straight NL West championship teams. Let's go out to Gardena. Manuel, you're on Dodger Talk. What's up, Manuel?
Welcome home, Deacon of D.C. Hey, let me tell you something. We need the sharp-edged sword of the Red Samurai. He's like the Swiss Army knife for the Dodger Army, and that's exactly what we need. He's an L.A. native. Go Dodgers. We love the Red Samurai. We love Kenley, too, but if we got to go with one, we are going with JT.
All right, Manuel. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go out to Mission Viejo. Joe, you're on Dodger Talk. What's up? Who's your pick, Kenley Jansen or Justin Turner?
To me, it's a no-brainer. It's Justin Turner. I mean, he's a clubhouse guy. He's helped Seager. And, I mean, you see Dave Roberts can fly with him. Also, with Kenley Jansen, I've noticed in the last few years, whenever his velocity goes down, he gets rocked. So, I mean, how durable will he be in 2-3 years?
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Joe. Appreciate it. That's all the time we're going to have for phone calls. And I guess here are the results. Justin Turner, you guys said if Andrew Friedman had to choose between one or the other, and you can only keep one, it would be Justin Turner. 11 votes for Justin Turner, 7 for Kenley Jansen. But I think we're all in agreement. We all want to see Kenley Jansen and Justin Turner back in a Dodger uniform for years to come. But I'm not sure if that's going to happen. There were times, though, at the winter meetings this past week that I really felt it was starting to look like the Dodgers would be able to keep both. But once Aroldis Chapman signed with the Yankees instead of signing with the Marlins, I think that hurt the Dodgers and made the price go up on Kenley. And we'll see. No decision has been made. In case you missed the beginning of the show, Kenley is getting married this weekend in Curacao. And ironically, Justin Turner is there as a guest of Kenley's at the wedding, along with other guys. But Justin in particular, I think, is interesting that he's there, since those are the two big Dodger free agents at the same place at the same time, celebrating Kenley getting married this weekend. So we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, yesterday morning I had somebody with the knowledge of the Dodgers side of things said it was looking a little bit less likely they were going to be able to sign just Kenley Jansen. But this thing continues to evolve and change, and I hate to use the cliche, but things are fluid. Kenley is a guy that really needs to take his time before he makes a big decision like this. And let's not forget, too, it might not just be the Marlins that are involved. The Washington Nationals are supposedly as involved as well. As far as Justin Turner goes, I said at the beginning of the process, I talked to multiple sources, the Angels are very interested in Justin, and we all know he wants to stay with the Dodgers, but also, if it's not the Dodgers, he would like to stay in Southern California, and the Angels would solve that problem for him, and they need offensive help, and they could do some things if things go their way. So hopefully Justin Turner stays with the Dodgers. I'm a believer, as were 11 of the callers that we took tonight, 11 of the 18 that we took tonight, that if I had to choose, it would be Justin Turner. But it's hard to replace Kenley Jansen and the Dodgers. It's hard to replace either one of these two guys, and hopefully the Dodgers are able to do it if they lose one of them. If they lose both of them, I think that would be devastating. That'll do it for Nissan Dodger Talk. We're back next Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday night, we are scheduled to have two Dodgers in studio. I'll hold the surprise for you until next Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. See ya.